Def Leppard was a band known for being extremely meticulous when it came to the recording studio. For example, for the snare drum sound of just one song, they would spend weeks of painstaking detail getting it just punchy enough. Here's bassist Rick Savage in a recent interview reflecting on the recording of the Hysteria album.
A lot of it was groundbreaking, stuff that would our recording techniques nobody had ever really done before. But it was creating a sound that nobody had heard before. You'd think nothing of spending 2 weeks on one verse of a song.
Well, that detail was put on the guitars as well, and it's there where you get to see their gift for melody in action.
Me and Steve Clark had developed this guitar thing, which was like harmony chords, and we never played the same thing at the same time. It'd be lead, rhythm, lead, bit of both.
I think that's one of the things that made the record work so well, is that we had on one side, we had this creative Johnny Thunders type guitarist, and on the other side we had Phil, who was the total and utter technician.
That's lead guitarist Phil Collin and frontman Joe Elliott from an interview out of the Classic Albums series in 2005. Phil and Steve, the two guitarists in Def Leppard, didn't invent the idea of making the guitar sound melodic as opposed to just straight heavy, but it was unusual for popular rock bands in the 80s. And when it came to songwriting, bassist Rick Savage understood that melodic style too.
I went round to Phil's place and he was going, "I've got this idea, it's like a..." And I was like, "It's funny you should say that, because I've got this other idea," and it kind of goes a little bit like... And he went, "Yeah, that's good." And out of that came Hysteria.
I gotta know tonight if you're alone tonight.
Hysteria is an example of a band's mindset at the time. Instead of smashing the listener's face in with aggression, they were putting in the hours experimenting with more pop sounds and melodies.
By the time we'd finished doing that song, there's 11 different orchestrated guitar parts, which these two guys have got to replicate on stage as best they can. You know, but we were all about making an album, not how we're going to do it live. It didn't matter.
And it paid off, with Hysteria helping the album of the same name go on to sell more than 20 million records and into the top 60 most albums ever sold in music history.
With a song like Hysteria, you break that up into totally different parts. You know, you'd have one guitar going. Instead of doubling that up with that again, the other guy would be playing. And you'd also have another guitar over the top going.
Hysteria, when you're near.